All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Blessed to be with you on this day in podcast land, and pray that you are doing well wherever it is that God has you. Maybe you're doing some last minute Christmas shopping or something out there in the world as we draw close to the end of 2022. Well, today's theme is Who's Afraid? And I know we got some New Year's resolutions coming up from people out there, so I wanted to tap into that by sharing this theme from the book Disrupted by Gayla Condon, Cultivating a Mission-Focused Life. Who's Afraid? And here's what Gayla has to inspire us with. She writes, I hate snakes. Me too. I'm right there, Gayla. I'm okay with bugs, spiders, even mice, but definitely not snakes. If a snake appears on a TV show, I turn the channel immediately. Growing up in West Texas, where they catch rattlesnakes and fry them up, creeps me out just writing about it. I have a phobia that probably wasn't helped by being told one night when I was in my teens to be still as I had stepped into the coil of a rattlesnake. The plan was for my best friend's dad to kill the snake and then help me remove my foot from the coil. I did not follow the plan, she says. The story goes that as soon as I heard the word rattlesnake, I ran. They said that the adrenaline alone must have been the reason they found me 2 miles down the road from their house. Well, fears about those things that could potentially harm us are natural, and we should have a healthy respect for them. And yet, I don't believe that God ever meant for us to live in the kind of fear where our lives become paralyzed and we can miss out on doing what God has called us to do. In the 1920s, Germany faced major issues of unemployment and inflation. Hitler came along and offered security against those issues, and the people, giving into their fears, ended up doing god-awful, terrible things. So if fear ruled Gayla's life, then she says, I never would have left my small town. I never would have gone to Mexico to live. I never would have started Amor Ministries. I never would have moved my family into the inner city. I would have packed it in on many occasions over the years when it got tough. I would have said no to God every time he asked me to step out in faith and trust him. That list could go on and on. So what do you fear? Cultivating a mission-focused life means you will probably be asked to serve people in places where you never thought you would go. It seems as though God likes to put us in situations that challenge our worldview. God wants us to be uncomfortable, and that is a good thing. But when we don't feel in control of our destiny, fears can creep in. In his book, In a Pit with a Lion on a Snowy Day, Mark Batterson has this to say. He said, too often our prayers revolve around asking God to reduce the odds of our lives. Too often our prayers revolve around God asking God to reduce the odds in our lives. We want everything in our favor, but maybe God wants to stack the odds differently so that we can experience a miracle of divine proportions. Maybe faith is trusting God no matter how impossible the odds are. Maybe our impossible situations are opportunities to experience a new dimension of God's glory. Well, Wendy Johnson joined the staff with a plan to stay long enough to get a more organized. I think she said 2 years tops. Wendy definitely didn't see herself as a missionary. Actually, she was part of a group of students at Pacific Christian College who made fun of those students who went down to Mexico each weekend with Amor. When she thought about working at Amor, she was afraid of what God would ask her to change in her life. However, over an almost 19-year period on the staff there, she not only got Amor organized, but she took on the heart of a missionary. Our fears are not always based on the potential of encountering a physical danger. Through the Bible, we have numerous examples where that was the case. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace. Daniel was in the lion's den. Paul and Silas in a jail cell. Do I think they were afraid? Absolutely. But all those people put their fears aside and placed their lives on the line for God. What we often fear is being asked of us is to be with those who are different from us, or that we just might have to sacrifice material rewards. Maybe it's a fear of having to change our dreams to the ones that God has for us. What should we fear? For Gala and snakes aside, it would be not living the abundant life that God has for me, to living a passionless life. No, God dreams more for you, filled with passion, purpose, faith, casting that fear aside to live for more. And so your disruptive questions today are, what are your top five fears? Go ahead and write those down. What is the one fear that you don't think God would be able to help you overcome? List that. And then challenge yourself to take on one of those five fears and ask God to help you overcome it. Read Romans 8, 31 through 39. Read it several times. Then face that fear. You got this, and God's got this. All right, stay motivated. Good day.